Hi, it's me. This isn't a tech situation, so I called you. It's nothing bad though. Oh no, it's definitely not an emergency. Everything's good. I couldn't concentrate on that outline anymore. I started thinking about last night and how I woke up and you were still spooning me and you were still hard, and I knew you needed to get up early today, and it made me, I don't know, maybe I was having a sex dream. Like I woke up so turned on, and then I felt you. I thought maybe I could play with my clit and sort of back onto you just a little, because you still had your arm around my waist. I could feel your breath on the back of my neck, and I loved being so warm like that with you. And you gradually woke up. You made that sort of humming noise that you make, and I could feel it, like in your chest, the vibrations against my back. I love that. And then I knew you were waking up. You sort of slid your other arm under me. You were cupping my breasts, and I don't know, caressing more and more, and it just felt so good. Then you did that thing. You know that thing? Where you flick your thumbs over my nipples, and I just. Anyway, I'm not usually like this. I don't know. I don't know what you do to me. So. I know you had your appointment, but maybe call me after? No. It's me. I was at the table leaving you that message, and I thought I'd get a glass of water and calm the fuck down and, like, do my actual job. But I kept thinking about how you started nuzzling my neck as you woke up, and your hips started moving with mine, and I could just feel your cock through your shorts, and you were getting so hard, and I was playing with my clit, getting so wet. And you just kept one hand under my breast with your fingers stroking up. And then you put your other hand on my hip, and you really, really started to move, pulling me back and just rocking with my hips. Just a really slow rhythm. So that I could grind on you, and I couldn't stand not feeling you on my skin. I couldn't really undress you, but I was reaching back and putting my fingers, under your waistband. Of course you knew. You knew. You took them off and you slid your cock against my lips, between my thighs, like that, and you made that moaning sound. It was so good. And then you started grinding harder into me and kissing my shoulder, and you opened your mouth on that spot on my collarbone where. And then you slid your other hand under mine and started teasing my lips, and you were being really gentle, And while I was making little circles down there, I was getting so wet and trying to sort of press into your hand for more pressure. You were getting me seriously wet, and spreading it around with your fingertips. You bit my neck a little, and I didn't realize after I called you this morning the first time. I got back to the table with my water, but I was still thinking about you while I tried to go over my notes, but I couldn't stop thinking. I couldn't stop thinking about last night. So I started playing with myself, you know, right there in the living room at my desk. I put my hand under my shirt and started rubbing. And I put my other hand under my skirt. I was just thinking about how much I wish you were here doing it for me. I was just that second reaching under my bra, and I looked up. I actually can't believe this. You know that old guy from the next building? He was out on his balcony and could totally see me through the window. I mean, at least it was just him, right? Not his wife, but oh my fucking God, he saw me. Like, he was practically leaning over the railing, watching me touch myself. And like, I mean, I had my legs spread. It was really fucking obvious. So I ran in here into the bedroom, but my laptop is still out there in the living room and the curtains are open. So I'm a little scared to go back out. I'm in hiding forever. I don't know what to do. Oh no. I think we have to move. Okay, so the situation has definitely escalated. Since I'm trapped in here, is that what you'd call it? Trapped? I don't know. I called in. I'm gonna take the afternoon off. I'm no good anyway. I just can't concentrate. I can't stop thinking about how good it felt with you just sliding your cock over my pussy. I could just feel the whole length of you on my lips, and I just loved how slow you were stroking back and forth over me while you like rocked your hips into mine. I love when you grind into me like that. It was just like a perfect fit, and you were starting to get wet too. Your skin was so warm. And it felt, yeah. I could use my fingers and sort of press your head against my clit every time you stroked up. And you held my shoulder, and God, you were definitely awake then. You told me to arch my back into you so that you could kiss me. I can't stop thinking about it. I just need you. Oh my God, it's you. Oh my God, you're here. Here? Yeah, I'll leave it on. Leave the recording on. You want... Ah. Oh my God, poor baby. Yeah. Come here. Come here. Is that okay? I need you too. I need you. Yeah? Yeah? Oh my God. You're so hard. You're so hard. Did I do that to you? Yeah? Yeah, don't wait. I don't want to wait. Fuck. Fuck, yes. Here? On my hands and knees for you? Like this? Baby. Yeah. Fuck me. I want you. To fuck me. Yes. Yeah. Like that. I need you really fucking bad. Oh, baby.